There's an old saying that the only bad publicity is no publicity, but sometimes a company gets uncomfortable in the spotlight. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on a small company in San Diego that suddenly found itself in the spotlight and almost got burned.
Cindy Whitehawk sells wallets. Not just any wallets, but what she claims are the world's thinnest wallets. They're made of spinnaker sailcloth with a patented design that helps take the bulk out of one's back pocket. Whitehawk and her husband began selling the wallets 7 years ago out of their car, a booth at the state fair, chiropractor's offices, and over the internet. The business grew slowly, primarily through word of mouth.
Our very best salespeople are the men who are carrying them because they love it. They show it to their friends, their family, and it's been growing that way.
Recently, Whitehawk's all-et billfold business got a windfall of free publicity that almost blew the company away. Cycle World magazine featured the wallet in its new products column, and a few days later, on May 12th, the wallet showed up in the style section of the New York Times. Whitehawk thought she was prepared for the extra business, with several hundred wallets already packed for easy shipment, but she got 4,000 orders on the day the Times article first appeared.
My husband said May 12th was the best year we've had. It's really exploded.
A business professor might call this a scalability challenge. Whitehawk just calls it 20-hour workdays. The Times story has since been picked up by newspapers in Chicago and Toronto. Whitehawk's email, voicemail, and post office boxes are all full of additional orders. She's hired high school students to help package the wallets and answer the phones.
Okay, we'll get that out to you as soon as we can, but it'll probably be about 6 weeks. We're really backordered. From the article in the New York Times.
Whitehawk is delighted, but a little overwhelmed by the response, which illustrates both the power of publicity and an apparently vast pent-up demand for thinner wallets. She now spends her day racing around town in her Mustang convertible with giant rolls of fabric poking out the open roof. Whitehawk's hired 3 additional seamstresses to assemble the wallets in their homes. Stitched inside every wallet is the company's toll-free number and website. Some of the first New York Times customers who've received their wallets are already coming back for more.
When they call up, they're ordering 3, 4, 5, 6. We had an order this morning for 9. For one person, because once they experience it, then they buy it for their friends.
With her cottage industry straining to keep up with demand, Whitehawk actually turned down some additional publicity, telling a Los Angeles Times reporter to call back in 2 months. By that time, she hopes to have rebuilt her inventory. Meanwhile, the orders keep coming, fattening Whitehawk's bank account, if not her wallet. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.